What's up, y'all, and welcome to the new episode of Is the Mic Still On with Ken, Mike, BZ, FIFO, Rod, and Sophie. I'm the producer of the show, Jay Burritos. Today's episode is a bit of a light one, but I believe there's still plenty here this week to keep you laughing and entertained. This first topic comes from when I brought up Chance the Rapper's donation to Chicago Public Schools and the governor's smear campaign he orchestrated in the papers about Chance's child support troubles. That conversation was all right, but as usual, the crew piggybacked off of something that was said, in this case, the child support part, and turn it into an entirely different conversation I know you'll enjoy. So here you go.
I don't know. I don't talk to young women about stuff like this.
Close your ears now.
I feel you. I didn't like kids, man. When I was kind of where you got.
Yeah, I know.
You don't look like you like kids.
You say you look like you don't like kids. I know, dude. That's what I'm saying. If he changed Ken's life, like, come on. But you want to have more?
I bet he don't like nobody else's kids, though. I bet he only like his.
You want more?
You want more?
He said that?
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah. I'm always one of the big families.
I understand three kids.
Looks like.
I understand three kids, because I'm the oldest of three.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? So I got two younger brothers. Anything beyond that, hell no. Like, do you understand how growing boys eat?
I ate my family
out of house and home.
I don't know how my mama did it. I don't know. Three of us?
Man. Yeah, that's
it. Because
it's wild.
I still eat now like I'm 400 pounds. I eat now like I used to eat when I was 13,
man, I be wanting to call
12
my mom
years old.
Today, being like, man, I'm sorry. Like,
yeah, food is crazy.
Yeah.
Golly.
Boys eat.
Just eating all day.
It's video games and food all day. Yeah. Running around the house.
That's the bad part. I didn't have much money, and I was like, I was eating that shit up. Like,
and you don't even realize it at the time.
You don't. You're just a kid. Yeah, you don't have no worries. You're like,
you don't got
food in the house.
Right. Like,
ain't it crazy as a kid? You expect everything to be like unlimited. Nigga,
right.
Unlimited honey
Call
buns,
like,
fruit punch. Right. I need unlimited everything.
Right.
Dinner, lunch, sandwiches, bread.
I didn't grow up like that.
I grew up like
shit.
That.
Really? Unlimited stuff?
Oh, or no, not
you
no,
expected
sir.
It like
I did.
Calling your mom
that.
And shit in the
no,
middle of the day.
Was
like
rationed like a motherfucker.
No, it was. It was.
In our house? You didn't play that.
But even though it was rationed in my house, I still, for some reason, would eat shit. I don't know why. I just
ate what
hungry.
I was given. I would go. Our family was not one of those ones where you just go in the kitchen. I'm hungry.
I ate what I was given. That's what I'm saying.
What the fuck you doing in your refrigerator? Nothing. Nothing.
Looking for some water.
Right.
Yeah. Mama don't even let you get everything out. Mama, can I? No.
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope.
I grew up like that too, but that's what I'm saying. Even with that, I still ate a lot of shit. That's what my point is. Like, I ate what I was given.
I didn't like those limitations. I ate a lot of shit I didn't like. I
did.
Yeah, I didn't have those limitations. We like my mom at a certain point did have like a lot of money. You know, raising two boys when you know my dad and her divorce. Mm-hmm. But I think you know what helped us out a lot was my grandmother because she was on welfare, so she would get all this fucking shit. So we would go down to her house and just basically shop, and she would just give us all this shit because all the kids and stuff. So we would have stuff to eat. As far as her like and within limits.
So we
would have the stuff that she would give us, and sometimes she would drive the Sam and get shit. And then we would have the stuff that my mom would buy.
Yeah, my grandmother was on welfare, but my mom's too prideful to get on welfare. Like she wouldn't do it.
My mom wasn't on welfare. She wouldn't do it. She worked like four jobs before she
That's how my
mom was. Yeah, my mom wasn't on welfare, but food stamps though?
It's the same
thing.
Oh, that's the same thing. I didn't know that.
Because I thought welfare,
they gave you money for everything to cover all
of
your bills.
They give you milk, cheese, cereal.
Stamp book.
Let me explain myself. Look, I thought welfare was where the government. Yeah. I thought welfare was when the government assisted you with everything, your rent, your bills.
They just give you a check.
Okay, but food stamps is only for food though. So isn't it different?
It's from the same.
I know it's from the same place, but it's not the same thing when you are one or the other.
Yeah, all of that shit is all lumped together.
It's the same.
It's all welfare.
Wait, so can somebody explain to me how that works? Because I heard it was like a like a card that you get when you.
Now it's
they probably give you.
My
dumb
ass used to think. I used to think food stamps was like the little like ticket thing.
It was.
Oh, okay, so I'm not dumb.
EBT cards didn't happen until way later.
Yeah. Right. Until like.
And people still get vouchers. Like where you
so
get,
what do vouchers look like coupons? Like paper coupons
or
something?
I thought WIC is a card.
No, WIC is the paper. It's the voucher. So you can only get like Similac and it's for babies.
Oh my God.
That type of stuff.
Oh, okay.
Like
people need that though.
The card is for, I don't know, it's for groceries. Yeah, it's for groceries. Yeah. But yeah, that because what happened was people would buy food stamps from people.
They would buy the food stamps.
So they're like, I'll give you $20 for $50 food stamps. That used to be.
You can rack up. They still do that shit. You rack up.
Wait, so aren't there like stipulations like you can only buy like a certain type of food, like canned food or something?
With the WIC, the WIC voucher, you can only buy a certain type of food.
So how many different ones are there?
There's just EBT and WIC.
Yeah. Okay.
But so, EBT, you can buy anything except alcohol.
Yeah.
Of course. But any kind of food you want
to
buy, you can
go to Kroger's or whatever. Right.
You can go to Whole Foods and get some organic
shit. So is it just food? Like, can you buy like napkins?
No, just food.
Just food. Yeah.
Edibles.
Yeah. Mm. And then Section 8 is, you know what Section 8 is, right?
A place?
That's like they pay for what you pay for place to live.
That's what he was talking about.
Yeah. They pay for you. Living situation.
Yeah, we didn't do that.
No, we didn't.
We should have, but we didn't. My grandmother, I don't think she did either. But even if she did, she wouldn't have gave us none anyway. She couldn't stand us.
I must have a grandma. She would make sure them boys are fed.
Shit. She tried to feed us, but we wouldn't eat the food.
What the fuck?
She had roaches.
Oh, hell no.
She had like hella roaches. Like she had one of them kind of roach houses where they act like the shit ain't there. And I'm deathly afraid of cockroaches.
Damn.
Like I've always been even.
So they just be in the kitchen just running past. Yeah. They ain't even doing the way. They just still doing their thing. Like,
and you be like, go kill that. Kill what? What the fuck you mean?
Damn.
I remember we got in trouble one time.
Oh, Lord.
My grandmother Mike's had made story. All this food. Yeah,
every time.
She had made all this food: greens, mac and cheese, turkey, all that shit.
The Southern deal.
Yeah, the good old Southern food: yams, all that.
Sound like Thanksgiving.
So, you name it.
Right.
Every time we go over there, it's Thanksgiving. Right. Okay. Every time. So we went over there, and the food was sitting out. Mm. Strike one.
Mike, I got a question.
Yeah.
What?
Were you eating meat at this time?
Yeah, that's when I was like real young. Okay. I was probably 10, 11, 12.
Okay, keep
like
going.
That. And we went over there and there's all this food laying out and I already had my mind. I'm not touching that shit. I had two. Me and my cousin, we were like real close in age. Same thing. He's like, yep, I'm not eating none of that shit. Our two baby cousins, same thing. I'm not eating that shit.
Oh, shit.
And my grandmother came out and she said, why y'all ain't eating this damn food? And we were just like, we're not hungry. And she said, y'all the worst grandkids in the world.
Damn.
I'll be that. That's fine.
Oh, well.
So I can't believe. She said, I cooked all this food and I cooked all this food and it's been sitting out all day and y'all won't eat it. And my baby cousin said, that's why we ain't eating it. Because it's been sitting out all day. Roaches crawling all over the damn food.
Wow.
And it didn't even sink. She was just like, that's normal. Like roaches crawling in your food is normal. I'm like, can you cover it?
Yeah.
I'm not eating that shit. So,
some saran wrap or
something.
Or
put the shit back in the oven. The roaches don't go in the oven.
Oh, hell no. You have me fucked.
Bruh, she had those kind of roaches that are so big you hear them walk. Like, you know them type of roaches? Them southern roaches?
Ew.
Them good, the corn-fed roaches.
I'm not even
the ones that don't die. You have to keep... You gotta keep stepping on them.
Lord.
You step on them, they still wiggling. And don't turn your back. Because you look away and you come back and that motherfucker's out. He's stanky legging out the room.
Only the left side working.
Yeah.
I'm gonna make it work.
I'm gonna be out.
Just spinning in circles.
I can't do it.
That is hilarious.
That shit gross.
Nasty fucks.
Talking about cockroaches.
Uh oh.
Them shits. Cause you're talking about they were here, right? Like your grandma was here.
I've seen the Miami ones too, though.
Yeah, man.
The ones that fly
for
your hair.
Them shits in Florida, boy. Ooh, them things is dinosaurs.
Me and your mom used to talk about that. The first thing they do is they fly straight for your hair, and they try to burrow in your hair.
Oh, hell no.
Oh, it's just fucking
nasty. They'll fly your hair on your back because they're trying to get into the house. Motherfuckers, man.
What?
They know that shit.
You don't know this?
What the fuck?
You don't know this in Mississippi? It went like that. They'll fly your back and try to so they can get into your house.
Y'all didn't have big cockroaches in the Mississippi?
Yeah, the big water bugs,
do
whatever they
roaches.
Call them.
Ain't no roaches. Water bug. It's roaches. Water bugs, palmetto bugs, roaches.
You know what they are, Mike.
They roaches. They roaches. Don't believe that shit.
No, those that big, they don't come in the fucking house like that. Unless you get they don't live in the house. Oh, unless it's raining. You get the real small, tiny ones.
No, the big ones come in the house, too.
When it's raining and wet outside, then every once in a while.
I swear to God, a roach bit me before.
Oh, what?
Yeah, they bite.
Don't bite.
They bite?
They do in Florida.
In Florida, at least South Florida. I can't talk about all of Florida, but I know South Florida.
Florida's canceled anyway.
There's no such thing as a small roach. Like, there's no, I've never, because coming from Chicago, you know, I've seen the itty bitty joints. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't even know it's a roach. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm going to Miami. I'm like, what is that?
Right.
Flying. What?
Yes.
They be chilling in the crib. What the hell?
And they won't run from you. That's the thing that fucking pisses me off. They're not scared of you. Wow. Like, they think they belong there.
Not once they get comfortable.
So they have like personalities and shit.
Roaches are smart.
That's how they talk
about
anything.
They survive.
Roaches are smart.
They start like nuclear bombs and shit.
People think it's a joke. Like, because I always say the reason roaches freak me out is because they're so intelligent. Like, what other bug do you know that when you see it and it sees you, it hides? Like,
a lot
roaches
of
will
hide, though, Mike.
Bug. I said bug. What other bug do you see
that
will hide? A roach will hide behind a bookcase and be peeking out and see if you're still there. No other bug does that.
A spider will hide.
Spiders don't hide. Spiders just come out and just keep on walking.
I fucking hate spiders.
I ain't never seen it.
Spiders hide.
I think you just happened to catch that spider on his way somewhere.
No,
I don't think he's not running from you.
Yes,
that spider is not running from you.
He
was going there anyway.
They do run from you. Yes, they do.
Flies don't run for you. Flies just buzz around. They looking for shit.
Yeah. They'll come back on your ass.
Exactly. All in your eye and shit. Why are you
like, get the fuck out. Don't you see my hand trying to swat you away?
Right.
Like, what the hell?
Mm-mm. Roach is the only bugs that do that shit. They see you. Spiders
don't do that. They do, dog.
They do, man. They go away.
They do.
So when people creep in there, go right in
there. Oh, yeah, spiders do run.
Spiders are way worse than roaches.
It'll run from you, but it's like, it's not trying to find a hiding spot. It's just trying to get away from you.
No, it'll go.
A roach will be like, oh, there is a box.
Yeah, they're going to cracks underneath where it's dark so they can get away.
They'll wait till you leave.
That's where its nest is. It was already going there.
Just accept it, man.
No. Roaches are the smartest bugs on earth.
No, they are.
They are.
Yeah.
They
are.
They give you that.
They're smarter than dogs.
You said it was another bug, but spiders.
I think they are.
I don't know about that.
I think they are.
Yeah, spider. Because I tell you, because I hate this much. Because sometimes they'll get in the house, or there'll be one in the house. Mm-hmm. And my son will come in there, Dad, there's a spider in there. And I'm like,
so?
Fuck, by the time I get
back
in there,
like,
that motherfucker
be
will
gone.
Be gone. Yep.
Yeah, like, oh, you're going to tell on me.
Spiders are rude.
Yeah.
Spiders smart, too, man.
Yeah, they get
the fuck out. Smart.
Yeah.
But not like the way roaches are.
Nah, I can't find a motherfucker, and I got to worry about a damn spider in the house that could bite one of the kids.
Right, and they be growing, too. And then they'll come back like twice the size. Be like, hey, bitch.
Yeah, I hate killing spiders.
Yeah, I don't kill spiders.
I don't kill spiders.
Why the fuck not?
Because they kill roaches. Anything that'll kill a roach, I'm good.
Yeah, I'm with
you. I'll kill a roach myself. I'm not scared of roaches.
I ain't gonna never forget it was a big ass, what you call them, like garden spiders.
Like, I mean, I don't like them.
It had to have been about this big. It was like black.
No, big granddaddy spiders.
I don't know. That
how
B like,
got some kind of African spider?
I'm telling you. You can ask my sister. I'm telling you. She saw that shit. She was like, oh, my
big as your
was
hand.
Was it hairy?
Oh, my no, God, please.
So it was skinny. It was skinny, and it was the body.
Stop.
The body was fucking
no,
huge.
No, I can't do this.
Like, the legs were skinny, but the body was huge, and it was black and, like, yellow.
You got a spider.
Oh, no. Like,
you better shoot that shit with your 45.
All I know, I had picked up a big ass book and just hit it, smashed it up.
I couldn't even do that.
The,
I would have to evacuate.
Yeah.
My house.
That was like a zoo spider. That's not a normal spider.
Huh?
That's not a normal spider.
Yeah, it was
if it was as big as you're saying, for those that can't see, being saying the damn spider is as big as his fucking hand.
Yeah. It was this big. Legs was long as hell.
And you hit it with a book.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I would have hit that shit with a shotgun.
No. When was it like printed glass? This was some years ago.
What? In Georgia?
And what were you smoking when you saw this big ass?
I'm telling you.
A hand-sized spider across the wall.
My sister, man, she saw that shit. She opened the door. She like, what the fuck?
She had a contact high.
Damn.
Y'all saw a spider as big as your hand.
That is
that
fucking
shit was you. It was just hanging. That shit
was just hanging.
But what else does it do
when it's that big.
How fucking web gonna hold a big ass?
So you gonna tell me that a big ass spider ain't gonna be able to web a big enough web or have string that can support himself?
I'm saying
super skinny ass shit.
He pay his own bills.
y'all home?
I can't.
What's my dinner?
Yeah,
and you hit it with a book.
That's not even a spider. That's your roommate.
What type of noise is it when you squish them?
I don't know.
But I'm saying on rap, that nigga wears.
Yeah, he didn't hear the noise. He was too busy. And it was a glass door too, so it was like you saw the spirit.
Me too.
I would put my house up for sale.
You know what I do like about cockroaches?
Can't do it.
Yeah, because like you know that can't be the only one.
I don't do spiders. I would do cockroaches all day. But you know what else I can't do? I'm actually scared of mosquitoes.
Yeah, that's
no, but I'm scared of them. Like, I don't like being in the same room.
I mean, with that West Nile shit, I don't
No, I don't care. I don't give a fuck. It could just
even
be...
Even before the West Nile shit?
Before, after, during.
Mosquitoes. How are you scared of mosquitoes?
Because...
What they carry?
No. Like...
Or could carry?
They're just... I kind of feel like they're rude. Like, okay, so you'll just be, here it might go.
They are.
Okay, so like,
I feel like
multiple times, I've like gone to Jamaica and stuff like that. Yeah. I remember, I think, when I went to DR and stuff, I'm like really susceptible to mosquitoes. Like they won't bother anybody else but me, right?
Yeah, I'm like that.
They won't bother me either. And then I won't get like a regular mosquito bite. I'll get those like welt-sized mosquito bites, like the you from a different country-ass mosquito bites. Mm-hmm. And then they just buzz and like you can like try to get away from them, put your covers over your head, but you'll still hear that, I can't deal.
But you know they like, I don't know, eat, drink your blood.
I know. That's why you welt up like that because it's swollen.
I'm just saying they're rude. I think they're just trying to eat. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like other
flies
other,
are fucking rude.
No, they're not. Because yes, at least they fly away from me.
Flies are not rude.
Because they're annoying. On everything.
Yeah. That's like it's a game to them. Like they're just
And fucking flies and
that's
nets.
That's annoying.
Ooh, yeah. And nets. Ooh.
Y'all remember we had
but
that net break out of the jungle?
Oh, really yeah. Oh, my
God. Like fruit flies. Somebody left some, like, rotten shit.
Mosquitoes will follow you.
Because they're trying to eat.
They're trying to get their blood.
And that pisses me off. Like, I'm not food.
Yes, you are.
To them, you are.
That shit pisses me off. I will evacuate my room if I hear a mosquito.
See, now you know how cows and pigs.
You can hear mosquitoes?
Yes. You can?
Yes, you can hear mosquitoes.
What the fuck?
I hear mosquitoes. I feel them motherfuckers.
I don't see many mosquitoes here.
And now here's our segment, Pass the Mic, where we pass the mic to you, the listeners, to ask us questions. Make sure you send in your questions to isthemicstillon@gmail.com, and we'll answer them here on the show for you.
All right, okay, cool. So we're going to ask this question from Tyree. I want to thank all of you guys for existing, especially Mike, for contributing the way I consume music and reinvigorating my love for hip-hop culture.
Oh, Mike!
Your face!
You got some admirers out here.
Mike. Oh.
Thank you for existing.
I appreciate you, Tyree. Thank you, man.
That's a hell of a compliment.
Anyways.
I guess the first time, motherfucker.
Okay, I want to ask, what do you consider oversharing on a first date? Suffering from mental health.
That's a real good question. I love it.
Let him finish.
Okay, I'm sorry, Sophie.
Suffering from mental health issues, I still deal with it and be a functioning member of society. I should have edited this. Anyways, I wonder if explaining my issues immediately is better or if I should wait and see if they're here for the long run.
Well, once you share that and the motherfuckers don't come back, you know. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know where they stand.
Wait, personally, if that was me, like, I would kind of wait because I want to kind of fill out the personal.
Yeah, definitely.
You know,
because
I may not like them. You know what I'm saying? So a first date is probably just a little too soon. I wouldn't be out there just telling all my business.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
so nah.
I think it depends on what it is, too.
No.
Even if you hit it off?
No.
That's what you build up to.
Y'all never had a situation where y'all just like hit it off with
someone? Yeah.
And share a lot of shit?
I'm not telling everything.
Yeah, I'm not telling everything.
Yeah, but.
I'm not sharing.
You got to learn me.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
You know what I'm saying? Like, but here's the thing, though. I don't think that you can wait like too long either.
Because you don't have to be a shock value.
Yeah, exactly. So you know, you got to kind of time it. You can't just be like, okay, on the third date, every time I'm going to just, you know, spill everything about me.
Yeah,
nah,
you gotta
gauge it.
Yeah, so, plus this is how you vibe with
but
the
do you feel like it also depends on what it is?
It definitely depends on what it is.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
obviously, you know, they left that out, so.
Yeah, and that's, you know, fine, but.
Well, no, he didn't leave it out. He said it was mental health issues, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah,
he said
yeah, mental.
He had, like, some kind of, I assume it's probably some kind of, like, depression issue. Like, do you tell that shit on the first date? No. Fuck no. You don't know this person.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that might just make things worse for you.
Exactly, because it's been my experience that regardless of who you date, they're going to come with some type of back. And you got to deal with that baggage. So you don't want to put all of that baggage out there for somebody to be like, well, you know what? I ain't even going to give you a chance because you're dealing with way too much in your life. But, you know, if you get to know that person on a personal level, then they may want to deal with that because they love you for who you are.
But
then
you have dealt with. No, go ahead. No, I said I've had situations where I've been really upfront with people. Like when I was the first person I was engaged to, like we were still living together. So that was something that I told the person off top, like, yo, I just want to let you know I'm still living with my ex right now, da-da-da-da-da, so you can choose to deal with this or you can choose not to deal with it, but I'm going to let you know off top, like, this is what the situation is. So you can't just be coming to my house. I come to your house, but I can't be bringing you in my house and stuff like that. Too. And I'll give them the opportunity.
What do you say? It could be game.
That could be game.
What?
That could be game.
Hey, look.
What, me?
Yeah. No, I'm saying that could be game, too.
But that's too honest to be game.
Yeah.
He's flat out telling you, like, this is the situation.
No. Because the same way that you're thinking is honest, the chick is gonna think it's honest when you can be dishonest, so therefore it's gay.
I've been in Rod's situation before where I've broken up with my girlfriend when we still living together. Mm-hmm. And you know, you start seeing other people and shit like that.
That's
so
true.
Yeah, you gotta be upfront. But you know, if you didn't want, yeah, if you, you know, didn't want to that motherfucker coming to your house, you can do that shit too.
Yeah. It wasn't a situation I didn't want him to come to my house. It was just the honest.
It was you can tell him on the first date.
Come to my motherfucking house.
I mean, depending. I mean, because I don't like waste the time. I've never been that type of person to just be like, just cutting people. I build relationships. Like, I never, like, was that guy to just go out and just date all these different people like that. So if I'm talking to you like that, it's something. You know, it's something there.
See, I don't tell people my business until I know for a fact that, one, you're going to listen and understand, and two, you're not going to go run around telling everybody else.
Well, I would like to think that whoever I'm dealing with is not going to do that. But even if somebody did, I guess that's not big enough as, like, mental issues, I guess. That's just my personal situation that's going on at home.
Well, I don't tell them nothing on the first date. Yeah, what do you do for a living? I'll tell them that. What kind of car you drive? Mm-hmm. I'll tell them that. You know,
it's a boring-ass first date.
Huh? What you mean?
Like, you
typically first dates are kind of boring. I'm not going to be going into my you know, oh, this is what I dealt with as a child.
It's like things that you like, you know, very surface level.
But shouldn't the first date be like an interview process? Like you know, you need to know, like, want to come back?
Yeah, but I'm not telling you all of my fucking deep, dark secrets on the first date.
Yeah.
So
what's important, Rod?
What you mean?
What you mean? What I mean? What's important for you to find out, either that you're divulging or you're figuring out from the person on the first date? What's important to you to figure it out on the first date?
Just your temperament, how you are, like, do certain shit that bother you. Because I need to know off top. I don't need to be wasting my time. But, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, let me know. And mental shit is something important. Like, if you got mental issues, you gotta allow me to make a decision whether or not I want to deal with that.
Okay, I agree with that statement, but at the same time, do you think it could be a little overwhelming the first time I meet you for me to know all of that type of stuff? Because I don't even know you as a person yet.
So I'm not
saying that's the first thing to come out my mouth.
No, I'm not saying that.
If we get into a good conversation,
I can see how it can come. I can see if you have a certain level of connection with somebody.
Drink a little drink.
I don't know.
See, I never been in that situation.
Well, of course, because you know, one shot live.
Right. I drink every time I go on a first date, and I
always,
like,
take shots before I go on a first date.
You should. Just make it comfortable.
It do. But I hate. I don't even like dating.
You take a shot before you go on the first. Before you go on the first.
A shot or two, definitely.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hell yeah.
What's wrong with that?
Yeah. Y'all some suckers. What's
the
wrong
fuck?
With that? I might have a couple shots. I might have drinks while we talking, but I'm not about to be like, shit,
I'm about to go on this date.
Right. I'm not about to be like, bam, bam.
You got a free party.
It did kind of left for me one time, though.
I mean, see, I've never been drunk. So shit don't come out when you're drinking?
Nah, something comes out, but it's not.
You feel more comfortable.
Yeah. I have drinks, but I'm not about to do
it. It did go left for me one time.
See?
Well,
you might start talking about an ex, like, yeah, man, this nigga.
So how did it go left?
Well, I think I took two shots before I went out on a date with this guy that I had already determined that I liked him. So it was kind of like, okay, like, I'm going out with him. I'm excited. Like, I got butterflies and such. So I'm trying to kill it by, like, you know, taking shots or whatever. Mm-hmm. He picked me up and we went to a bar. And you know, like, them big-ass margaritas, like the huge ones in the big old cups?
Yeah. How'd you do that?
But it was good. Anyway, so I started drinking on top of the shots that I took. And, like, as I'm kind of getting faded, I'm noticing, like, shit, he's sober and I'm kind of not, so it was just like an awkward plank. Like, he wasn't yeah. getting yeah. where I was fast enough, yeah. so I was just kind of like, damn, this is low-key kind of embarrassing, but he gonna forgive me type shit. It was weird, but I usually don't drink that much.
But that's another thing. I think that's what, a good rule.
Like, did it even out?
On the yeah. same level.
Well, no. Like, did you guys end up dating, or did you fuck it up?
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Something like that.
No, I'm done.
Awkward. No, it's not awkward. I don't have a problem talking about it.
I wasn't saying you were awkward. I was saying I was speaking for myself.
Right. So what happened?
Yeah. Oh, yes. How did you
go into shit?
No, I didn't know if they went on more dates or they end up, you know.
I know what you wanted to know. I'm trying to say, she trying to tell you something else.
Oh,
thank you. Oh. God damn it.
I think we did go on another date. Huh? Or something like that. I think we went on another date.
I think.
I can tell you
the way
you playing with your hair like that.
Yeah.
I mean, I play with my hair
like that. Body language!
Yeah, we're going to first turn to a caterpillar.
And to wrap this episode up, here's some extra conversation from our Dead End Hip Hop shoot. The guys were asked a question about the first time that they can remember a hip hop song impacting them emotionally. And of course, the conversation segued into something completely different, and it was hilarious. So here you go.
Like, you don't hear many rap dudes that mm-hmm. will be that kind of vulnerable. It's not, at least not back then. Of course, mm-hmm. you have Drake now,
yeah.
but in the fucking 90s and the early 2000s, you didn't have rappers that were willing to be vulnerable. So when I heard a rap song that was like, yeah, I got my fucking heart broken and it fucking mm-hmm. sucks and fuck this chick, but mm-hmm. I still love this chick, but at the same time, fuck this chick, mm-hmm. you know? So yeah, that was the first song where I was like, damn, that's some real shit.
Wait, so like you actually just met Slug, right?
Mm-hmm.
So did you bring it up to him at all?
Nope. I tried. No. I.
That's crazy.
When I met him, I was I didn't want to be the fanboy. I was just like, look, he knows. Mm-hmm. At this point, he fucking knows. Mm-hmm. I've talked about him a million times. I'm doing it again right now. Mm-hmm. He knows that he's one of my favorite rappers. Mm-hmm. And I did post an Instagram pic of me and Slug, and I said in the picture, I intentionally did not bring up the fact that this dude's songs have meant a shit ton to me over the years. And I mean, he commented on the picture, so he saw the fucking write-up. Mm-hmm. He knows. Mm-hmm. And I'm not the first person to say that to him, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's had millions of little nerdy ass fucking emo fans that I'm sure have told him, mm-hmm. like, yo, your songs meant the fucking world to me when I was going through a rough time. So, mm-hmm. no, I didn't tell him that. We talked about shit like eating bad food, you know, eating Cookout, and you know what I mean?
Yeah. Cookout's amazing though.
Shit.
The burger.
I was trying to convince him to go there.
He was talking about that last night.
Hey, y'all nasty as hell,
hey,
man.
Hey, for $5. I don't know a better place for $5.
What is that Cookout that I can eat?
Not that you can eat. I don't know. Oh, well.
Because
true.
Burger
yeah,
and bacon. Even if I wasn't, I wouldn't eat no fucking Cookout.
Man, Cookout's amazing.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Are you serious?
Hold on. In context, right? Like, I'm just saying, like, for $5.34, I can't find better food. Is all I'm saying.
Yeah, this is the problem with black people. This is why we're so unhealthy.
Right.
If you get a burger, a quesadilla, a large fry, and a milkshake for $4, what do you think is in that stuff? And you putting that shit in your body.
Hey, you don't eat meat. You don't eat meat.
Oh, you've never had it?
No, I'm just saying. That Cookout burger, that's real meat. You can't fake that.
The burger?
It's like your
just uncle. Because something tastes good doesn't mean it's good for you.
Nobody said that.
But that's the point I made, and y'all are arguing.
hey, all I know is that I'm a carnivore.
Right, like that's not like that makes any difference.
No, it makes a big difference.
And all I'm telling you is
fake meat to real meat?
Yeah, like there's gotta be a bunch of chemicals, hormones, and garbage in that food if all of that shit is $4. That's what I'm saying.
Five, actually.
Okay, five.
Tax.
And, okay, and even if it was, even if it was six. Even if it was six.
Hey.
Burger, quesadilla,
you not gonna fuck up cookout for me, man. Shut all that shit up.
I'm trying to help you, man.
No, man.
I'm trying, I want you to live, bro.
No, you fucking my life. You fucking my world up, man.
I want you to live, man. You know what I'm saying?
I'm gonna be all right.
You young.
I'll be all right.
I'm trying to make sure you live to be a good, healthy age. And you eating this bullshit. Especially you. You too young to be eating this stuff.
What you mean? I'm the right age to be eating this shit.
Mike gave her that father point shit.
Yeah, you young lady. Try with y'all eating this
shit.
You eat this shit too? And another thing. That doesn't make any sense. That's why his hair can grow like that. Your hair can't do that. He's eating that good food. His whole body just want to come out.
How you know my hair can't grow like that?
He got a healthy body. A healthy, happy body that just wants to do shit. Your hair like, man, fuck this shit, man.
Shut up.
Oh, man.
Back to the question.
I don't know, man.
So, can we get the question?
And that's all for this week's episode of Is the Mic Still On? We hope you had a good time listening. If you did, tell your friends and spread the word. Drop us a 5-star review on iTunes and share the show on your social media. Let us know how we're doing and tweet us your comments and concerns over at Is the Mic Still On? And if you want to hear more conversations from Daddy and Hip Hop, make sure you go over to YouTube and subscribe to the channel and dive into years of content. I'm Jay Burritos, and you can catch me on the Runaway Jukebox podcast every Monday where podcasts are available. And we'll catch you next time. This has been Is the Mic Still On? Starring FIFO 24/7. BZ430, KB Inge, Mike C Town, I Am Modest Media, and Sire Music. Produced by Jay Burritos of Runaway Jukebox. All original music created by BZ430.